books online, and you can find more information about the book and other events I'm doing at my website, jaygabler.com, jaygabler.com.
All right. 100 things to do in Duluth before you die. People, you will not be disappointed if you haven't been to Duluth or you've never been to Duluth. It's such a you can even day trip it. I mean, you're 2 hours from Park Falls if the expenses are tight. You guys have some great places to stay up there, not from the hotels to the Airbnbs and stuff like that. And I have to mention, I can't let you go, Jay, without mentioning the restaurants too, because you guys have some great, you got the chains, of course, those are fine, but you've got some local establishment. I have a cousin who owns a place up there, has for many years, right on the right down on the water. Just some great dining options.
Oh yeah, I love to go to the Pickwick classic steak place, right across from Fitger's Brewery. There's Va Bene with an incredible outdoor, they call it the Grotto, a semi-enclosed dining area overlooking the North Shore Scenic Railroad and Canal Park. Yeah, a lot of unforgettable dining experiences, even if the food wasn't great, which it is.
Exactly. All right. Well, what a great gift to those up in the Midwest here. It's always good to have a little something like this to find those hidden treasures and such. My greatest memory, I think, of Duluth is when my son was 5 or 6 years old, and we took the Thomas the Train from the train station down along the highway and stuff like that. My son still talks about that. He's graduating college, and he still talks about that, the memorable train ride in Duluth.
Yeah, unfortunately, Thomas is not coming this summer, but the North Shore Scenic Railroad is definitely open for business. And we've got the river train as well going down the St. Louis River if you want to see the estuary.
Yeah, if you love trains, that train museum is cool too. Very cool. Jay, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking time to join us, and thanks for putting the book together, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joel.
You betcha. Jay Gabler, he has the book again, 100 Things to Do in Duluth Before You Die. And you can check it. Just Google it. Amazon's all that stuff. You'll find it on there. Good book. Good book. I paged through it, in fact, yesterday and just today, too. Hang on. We're going to talk a little Embrace I don't know. Hang on. We're going to talk Embrace, and we're going to talk a little Shawamigan Sports, all coming up here on Reality Radio.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer Turbo Diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from IQBar. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at eatiqbar.com/policy/terms of service.
Most protein bars are packed with sugar, carbs, and unpronounceable ingredients. There's a much better option. I'm Will, and I crafted IQBar plant protein bars with clean, functional, delicious ingredients to empower doers like you with superior brain and body fuel.
Now you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping, when you text EAT to 64000. That's EAT to 64000.
All right, we promise you we have a monthly visit with Kendra from Embrace. And we do this to get you updated on just all the different things that are going on for awareness and education down there. So, Kendra, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So, May is recognized throughout the nation as Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Month. We hate to say it's timely, but of course we've had some issues up here with a missing woman over in Lac du Flambeau and such. So yeah. Tell us about some of the things that we're dealing with in this area and why it's so important to set aside this time to be aware of this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, May is recognized for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Month. And it's really a time to honor, remember, and advocate for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit relatives who have gone missing or have been murdered at alarming rates. And so we like to bring attention to this because it's something that's just not talked about, you know, and people say like, oh, it doesn't happen here, not in my backyard. But like you said, this is something that's very relevant right now with the missing woman up in the Lac du Flambeau area. So I just wanted to share some statistics today and bring awareness to that because it is happening here. And actually for Indigenous women, murder is the third leading cause of death.
Wow.
And they Native women also face murder rates, so that's more than 10 times the national average.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some alarming stats, yes.
Absolutely. And even more alarming stats here to continue is Indigenous women in the U.S., 84.3% have experienced violence in their lifetime, 56.1% have experienced sexual violence, 55.5% have experienced physical violence by an intimate partner, and 48.8% have experienced stalking. So just outrageous numbers, really, in the community just isn't talking about it enough. So that's why we like to go out in the community and raise awareness around this, because it's something that families are struggling, women are dying, relatives are dying, and it's important that we talk about it and bring awareness to it.
Okay. All right. And is this something that you're getting into schools, or what kind of education tools are you using for people to get this out there?
Yeah, so we're talking about it like today on the radio. We release a press release every month in all four of our counties, so Rusk, Price, Barron, and Washburn counties. We talk about it with community partners. Any presentation that we do out in the community, we're including that people of color experience higher rates of violence, in bringing awareness to that. So really kind of every aspect we do is centering the most harmed person, which is typically a person of color.
Okay. All right. So if people want more information about this, where would be a good place to direct them to, Kendra?
Yeah. Embrace Advocates are happy to support someone in kind of getting more information and knowledge about this. So you could give us a call at 715-532-6976, and we can kind of get you some information, but kind of a call to action today to the community to really start diving into this, look into it, share it with your loved ones, and just have the conversation.
All right. There's a lot of great information out there available, of course. And for those who aren't familiar, we always like to assume that there's people listening who have never listened to us before. Embrace is describe the services other than what we just talked about that Embrace offers to our northern Wisconsin people here.
Yeah. So along with just that prevention work in the community to end violence, we're a nonprofit organization. So we provide free and confidential services to anyone who has experienced violence in their lifetime. And so, like I said, we cover Price, Rusk, Washburn, and Barron counties. All of our services are free. Folks that are struggling or even just need someone to talk to can reach out to us, and we can connect them to resources, especially if someone is fleeing violence and needs housing or connected to other basic needs resources. That's something that an advocate can be there every step of the way.
All right. And the website is embracewi.org. Do I have that right?
That is correct. And I do have one last thing I want to mention today. If you're not familiar with Brace, or if you are, opportunity to kind of meet with us coming up here in June. So Mondays in June, we're actually going to be at the Elk/Lionite Park in Phillips. So we're going to be there from 4:30 to 5:30 for yoga every Monday in June.
Yeah. All right. A little yoga. Always good to relax on the lakeshore. That's always nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we look forward to seeing everyone there, and we'll just kind of come together in community and do some yoga practice together.
All right. So check out embracewi.org, or they can reach you 800-924-0556. Is that right? Is that the number for you? All right. 800-924-0556 for Embrace, serving Price County and surrounding counties here in northern Wisconsin. All right, Kendra, great information. Thanks for taking time to share it with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thank you, Kendra Carillon from Embrace. I think we're going to get Mr. Patterson on in just a moment. Talk a little Shawamigan sports here, Reality Radio at 9:09.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC ABC News, Mike Dubosky. They're still at it. The House Rules Committee meeting for more than 8 hours today, gaveling in at around 1 o'clock this morning, debating whether to further the GOP tax plan. It all comes as we're also learning Jerry Connolly has died of cancer. The 75-year-old Democrat recently stepped down from the top Democratic role on the House Oversight Committee. The House chamber holding a moment of silence after learning of his passing.
Oh, no. To stop and say a prayer for his family.
It also changes the math in Congress somewhat. Republicans now hold a 220 to 212 edge over Democrats, making a majority 217. That means Speaker Mike Johnson can afford just 3 nay votes when passing legislation. More than 65,000 people from Missouri to Georgia are without power today after severe storms. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Last weekend, Big G was on scene at the SEAL shooting team's Northwoods Invitational at Harshaw Sports Club. He spoke to Don of Bad Oscar Shooting Sports about the event.
So this shoot has been going on since 2018. The Team SEAL has been the host of this event. It's a great event. Every year we seem to be getting bigger and bigger. And really the initial goal was to help get these northern teams engaged in a competition like this where they get to see their other, you know, other teams and actually feel that real competition, shoot a real sporting clay course trap field out here. It's been a great event every year. We got some great weather today. One of the most important things about this shoot and one of the reasons that we've been getting behind it. We travel around the country supporting youth shooting sports. But in the northern part of our state, we just don't have the exposure that the southern teams do. You know, Burlington, Waterford, all those teams down south. We call it the Highway 10 effect.
Oh, yeah.
There's just not a lot of youth shooting sports events north of Highway 10. So this is an excellent event for that. We love being here. We've been sponsoring it since it started.
Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m., there's a Memorial Day program at the Butternut Village Hall. It will be beginning with the Pledge of Allegiance, continuing to the National Anthem, then there's going to be an invocation, followed by a welcome from Jerry Wagner, the commander of Post 272, then a Memorial Day guest speaker, Lori Foreman, retired Chief Petty Officer in the Navy. Then there's the Americanism Awards and Badger Girl recognition, followed by Poppy Poster Awards, Chaplain's Prayers, and a closing benediction. There will also be a flag ceremony following the program by the Veterans Memorial. Once again, this is taking place Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m. over at the Butternut Village Hall. More tornadoes were found in southeastern Wisconsin's Dodge County as the National Weather Service still surveys damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today, and they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here, and I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through about mid-afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today with wind northeast 5 to 15 this morning. A few gusts to 25 by later this afternoon. We'll drop to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
All right, and it is 9:15 on Reality Radio. A few more guests coming up. Stay tuned. What we love about Reality Radio is there's always some people that wander in that aren't on the, or I wasn't told about. Communication's a wonderful thing, and vice versa. People that we're supposed to that don't, and that's just the reality of it, so we roll with it. Memorial Day program is happening in Butternut. It's a big yearly event. They do such a good job there. This is held at the Butternut Village Hall and the Veterans Memorial, and that will be Monday, and that'll start at 10 o'clock. So the Butternut one, Monday at 10 o'clock. If you love the arts and crafts, you like to like wander the streets and see all kinds of stuff, creative stuff that people have made, well, the Spring Fling Arts and Crafts Fair is going on in winter on Saturday, and that's going on from 9 to 2. Of course, we mentioned earlier that the Park Falls Farmers Market will get going officially today, and we always ease our way into this a little bit. I told my wife the other day, I said I should put some of my radishes on there, and she's pretty confident that there won't be enough. I could just imagine one little card table with like five little Ziploc bags of radishes in it. That's all I have. That would be all I have. But I would be proud of it. So the Farmer's Market, 2 to 5:30 today at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, if you want to make your way down there to check out some of the stuff. Of course, we got Dipperfest going on this weekend. They have so many artists. Check out the Facebook page if you love to hear some live music. They have got, I think, like 17 artists, did I hear Grace say, coming in this weekend at the Big Dipper for Dipperfest. So make your way out there. Information, again, on the Big Dipper Facebook page. They always do a good job of keeping that updated for events that are going on out there with the Big Dipper. Of course, it is Memorial Weekend. If you didn't know that, it's early. I told my wife yesterday, I said, it doesn't feel like Memorial Day. I can't believe that we're graduating the kids already on Saturday or this weekend, Saturday or Sunday for most. And it's early, obviously. I mean, it's earlier, or it's the earliest we can possibly have on Memorial Day. It's the last full weekend of the month of May. And June 1st this year is on a Sunday, so that one doesn't apply. So it is Memorial Weekend, for those of you who don't know. Hopefully you have Monday off or maybe a little time off there for Memorial Day. Maybe you're thinking about getting a dog or a cat. Maybe that's one of the things you'd like to accomplish over the weekend. I encourage you to check out your local Catkin shelter. They've got just a handsome young boy here. He's got a bow tie on in the picture. I love it. You can check out catkinsanimalrescue.org for all the dogs and cats that are available for adoption from your local Catkin shelter. They do have a lot of cats right now. So if you're looking for a cat and a lot to pick from, they've got kittens, of course, too. catkinsanimalrescue.org is the place to check out your local animal shelter right outside of Park Falls here. Out on Highway E, yeah, west of Park Falls. So catkinsanimalrescue.org.
For over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
All right, it is 9:21, and we welcome in Barb Beck back to the studio. Barb, been a while since I've seen you. How are we doing, Barb?
I'm doing okay, fine. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We're involved with the Fifield and the Memorial Day program this weekend, right?
We sure are.
Yeah, with the Legion and such, so, and the Auxiliary. So let's fill people in on the who, what's, and where's of what's going to be happening this
okay.
weekend.
Okay, all right. Yes, I am representing the Fifield American Legion and the Auxiliary. We're going to have a parade starting at 9 o'clock at Mulveridge Park on Memorial Day the 26th.
Okay.
Then from there, we will march up to the bridge, and then we're going to have a small ceremony there. It'll be led with a prayer by Stephen
Jetland, yeah.
Jetland, yep, yes, from Family Worship Center.
Yep.
Then we're going to drop a wreath in the river, which will honor men and women who were buried at sea. A poem is recited, firing squad and taps. Then we go on to the cemetery. The Connie Hicks is a member of our auxiliary, and she will play her guitar and sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Okay.
And then we're going to go on to the auxiliary. We'll place a big wreath up there. And then we'll have another prayer by Pastor Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Then the auxiliary will have a reading, a Memorial Day reading to that's appropriate for the time. And then after that, then we're going to have what we call the roll call of the deceased. I will read half of it, and then Commander Dick Lapp will read the other half of all the men and women who have died and are buried in Fifield. The auxiliary will have two people dropping poppies, a poppy for each name, and then dropped on the ground for memory of these fallen veterans.
Okay.
Okay, then after that, then we're going to have the firing squad again, taps, and then there'll be a bell ringing of 21 times. Then Connie Hicks will lead us in some more music, and then we will close the prayer.
Okay.
Okay, and, excuse me, after Pastor leads us in a prayer, we are going to pass out sheets of paper with the song, God Bless the USA, by Lee Greenwood. And everybody there is welcome to, we want them to join in and sing the song. We did it last year, and it was so meaningful. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed to bring everybody there all together. Nice. And it was really, really nice.
Nice.
So we're going to do that again this year.
All right. So all this will be on Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day, Monday morning.
And the start time again on that, Barb?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, and they can meet
rain or shine.
And they can meet down at the park. At Mulrich Park. Okay.
But then the auxiliary is going to have a bake sale before, and coffee before and after the ceremony.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And so I'm asking the ladies to have their bakery there by 8 o'clock, and they don't have to price it because it'll be a free will donation at that time.
Okay. All right. A big program. That's on Monday. Now, we also, did you want to mention Poppy Day, which is Friday, too?
Yes, okay. I do. First of all, I do want to remind people, to everyone, to join us to welcome this Memorial Day service on the 26th in Fifield. Honor those who fought and many who lost their lives to keep our country free.
It's important for us to pass it along to the generations, the next generations, to make sure that they don't forget how we got to this point of our freedom.
You aren't really? Just a kidding.
I mean, we need to make that very a point to make sure that they're educated about it. So
many don't understand the amount of freedom that we have, that you can't go from this country to that country, and what they went through was just terrible.
Yeah, I had a moment a few years ago where I was talking to someone who was younger, and I mentioned something about World War II, and they made a comment, something about, well, wasn't there something about concentration camps that happened there? And I thought to myself, all right. It wasn't just something about it, but we need to make sure that the history is passed on.
Yes, we sure do.
Yeah, and so this is a part of it, a great service you guys offer. So, and we have Poppy Day on Friday, right?
Yes, we do. Park Falls and Butternut, we're going to have it on Friday. We are going to have some girls distributing on Thursday. And we're going to be at the Fifield gas station. And then Friday all day, we're going to have people, auxiliary ladies down there selling the poppies or distributing the poppies.
All right. So folks in Fifield gas station.
Fifield gas station is our place. We have cans in some of the businesses around town, but the gas station is where we're going to be for Thursday and Friday.
So put that on your list to swing by there Thursday and Friday. All right. Always good information, Barb.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. Thank you. Doing well. We're all getting a little older, but we keep going, right?
Isn't that about it?
Thank
you so much.
Thank you, Barb. Barb Beck joining us here on Reality Radio.
98Q Country.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through about mid-afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today with wind northeast 5 to 15 this morning. A few gusts to 25 by later this afternoon. We'll drop to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
All right, always good to see Barb stopping by. Hey, Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is back again on Saturday. They're there every Saturday from 9 to 11 at the First Congregational United Church of Christ. You can check out the webpage, thelordscupboard.org. There's good information, some photos on there, past fundraisers, and income guidelines also at thelordscupboard.org. And the Lord's Cupboard also has a Facebook page with all kinds of stuff on there. So the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry going forward. We always have the discussion when we have our meetings for the Lord's Cupboard. We always say, how long has the Lord's Cupboard been around? I hear 10, 20, 30. I'm like an auctioneer, like 25 years now, 26, now 30. In some form, I think it's been over 30 years that it's actually been around, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. It may have drifted to a couple different names, but it's a great service that they provide at the First Congregational United Church of Christ every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. We have Tammy Hastings in with us this morning. Tammy, how we doing?
Good morning.
Isn't it cold
out there? Wow.
Tired of this. Did you hear the breaking news this morning?
No, I didn't.
The birds have left.
Yeah,
they flew south.
Well, I'll tell you, they all came to my house. We live on Sugar Bush Road.
Yeah.
And on 8 acres, and I've got this bird sanctuary going, and we hung a feeder outside my kitchen window, and I was dead set. We were going to get those birds to come in out there doing all kinds of calls. But anyway, yeah, so have you ever seen a red-breasted... it's going to slip my mind now. It looks like they're bleeding from the neck. Beautiful. Grosbeak. Thank you, Jason. They're gorgeous, but they try to get in my windows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just amazing.
I got robins trying pecking at my windows. I don't know what's going on. But yesterday, I said the birds have flown south because yesterday I saw a nuthatch fly by my bird feeder outside, and I'm pretty sure it was holding up one feather as it was flying south. And I thought, told my wife, I said, that's it. They're gone.
You know, we used to always joke about, you know, you're getting older when you start bird watching, and I don't know when it happens. Sometime during menopause when you're having a hot flash, like, oh, look at the birds. They look so cool.
I have a camera on my phone of one of my birds.
You do?
I've taken it to another level.
Okay, you win. You win.
I can view it. We have Tammy in here because we have a special event coming up. The Republican Party is having a picnic coming up here. Right?
We are. You know, and I took the position in January, and I kind of make the joke I was a little surprised about. The fact that after I took the position, I realized that more than 80% of my friends were Democrats, which is, you know, it was great. but here's where my position was at. We're in a non-election year, though we do have some local elections coming up this year. We can talk about that a little bit. But what we're going to do is Thursday, May 29th, we're going to start at the Elk Lake Park Pavilion. And so it's going to be a potluck style picnic. And so it's going to bring a dish to pass if you'd like. But we will be providing hot beefs and coffee and punch. And so if you'd like to bring something and you're not a... Who's calling me and texting me? Hang on a second. if you're not somebody who's busy at work and you just want to swing by the grocery store and bring something. Mm-hmm. Or if you're not even, you know, planning to eat and you want to attend. Because we will have our senator there. Jesse James will be attending. And hopefully Congress Tom Tiffany will be there as well, as invited guest speakers. And then new to this picnic as well, I'm going to pull this up. We do have a young man by the name of Brady. He is coming from Turning Point Action. And so he'll be talking a little bit about what they do. So the social hour will start at 4:00. And the reason we're doing this on a Thursday evening is we know that Memorial Day weekend is going to be, you know, probably a long weekend for a lot of people. And I really wanted to have something in the evening. So people who are at work can get off work, swing on down to the lake, just relax for a little bit, maybe meet with some friends, and then we can eat and listen. And it'll be a short, hopefully done by 6:00. But if you have any questions, you can also reach me on Facebook, or you can reach the Price County Republican Party. And another new thing we're having, I'm so excited about, is we had Hutch make some hats for us. So those will be available for sale that say Price County Republican on the patch. So those will be available. If you want to help, and you want to show up at 3:00 to help do the decorating, Joel, you can do that too.
All right.
So I am looking for extra hands. And not to get too busy on you, but we are also looking for people who want to be involved in doing the float. I need 3 children for the float in Ken and Catawba area and in the Phillips area. So if you have some children that you would like to loan us for just an hour, we would be able to put them on the float.
All right. Must they be able to throw candy like that?
They must be able to throw candy. Okay, you know, right? It's really funny because I bought 8 pounds of candy, which is probably not even close to enough. And it's been able to survive in my back room and not break that open. which is unusual, right?
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, I think it's healthy for people to get together and talk based on, you know, there's so much social media stuff with politics now. I think it's healthy for people to get together
in
a format like this and face-to-face and have call it an old school commentary of talking to somebody across from a table. But I think that's healthy.
With Jason being on county board and stuff, one of the most important things that I feel is that you need everybody. You need each one of your 13 supervisors that represent each township. You need all of that input so that people can make decisions that are in the best interest of the people living in Price County. And it was really nice too, because our Democrat friend said, we won't be protesting at your picnic. So I was really thankful for that. And I'm like, okay, well, you can show up and we'll give you a plate of food. But we do invite you. So if you're not even a member of the Price County Republican Party, maybe you're interested in it, maybe you just want to come and listen to your representatives speak and ask questions, and this would be the place to do it, and you're absolutely welcome to do it. So we encourage you to show up, and again, it will start next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. It'll start at 4 o'clock, and then the meal will start at 5. And I have a very good friend. She said, I don't do potluck. I am finicky like that. And so if you don't want to do potluck or you have any dietary needs, I would like to encourage you to maybe swing by and grab a lunch and still join us.
At Elk Lake Park.
Elk Lake
Park. Under the pavilion down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And people can probably check out on Facebook, Price County Republican Party.
What I have understood, and I'm not the main holder of that page, so I haven't fixed this issue or found out why, but it's kind of hard to find unless you directly look for it. But you can find the Price County Republican page and follow that as well.
Okay.
And one of the other things that I'd like to mention with this picnic is one of the reasons I did it this way is I really want to encourage people to spend time with their children. And a lot of times these political events can get into, you know, beer and all the other stuff in places that you may or may not want to take your kids. Please bring your kids. You know, don't leave your kids at home. This is something we would like to get families involved in. It is a park, so kids can play. So don't feel like you need to have somebody watch your children. Absolutely feel free to bring them.
Well, there's a playground right there, too. Yeah. Maybe it'll be 80 degrees. Maybe the splash pad will be going by then.
So off topic here, so I got a sheep. I know, way off topic,
you
right?
You got a sheep.
So, long story short, and boy,
plural? Is sheep singular and plural at the same time?
Okay.
I have one sheep. I have four sheep. Okay.
So, right. I had to get corrected. Is it a sheep? Is it a ewe? Is it a lamb? Somebody did finally. So, we bought this horse, and the lady said to me, she said, well, the horse has had a friend who is a ewe and has had this sheep forever, and I will sell this horse to you at the price, but as long as you take the sheep with it.
So horse, get a sheep.
Oh my goodness, I'm not even kidding. So they open the trailer, and this beautiful white horse is standing on the sheep, and I'm yelling, you're standing on the sheep. So her name is Sweetie. She's older than dirt. She's so arthritic. She gets more massages than my husband. And honestly, every day I'm like, you need to put that sheep down because she's in pain. And then he's like, no, she's not. She's fine. He shakes the grain and she comes running. You know, it's just, yeah, it's amazing.
So the horse and the sheep, they're a package.
They're a package.
Are they friends? Do they get along?
They do. And, okay. And the horse will actually relent and allow her to eat the grain. I mean, it's just an amazing dynamic that's going on in the field out there. So long story short, I apologize for this. We'll come back to Republican Party somehow. So I called Kylie Baratka to shear her, and she says, well, how about next week? Because it's too cold, and if you don't have a coat for your sheep, and I'm going, people have coats for their sheep? I don't have a coat for my sheep. No. Anyway, off topic. But yeah, the things that you get into when you start getting involved in farm animals.
I'm listing my top 100 things of why we live in Park Falls. Buy a
sheep.
Horse, get a ewe / sheep.
Yeah, but
parentheses, may need a coat.
Right. Yeah, but it's a wonderful place to live, right? When you can do all of this.
I
would have never imagined trading heels in for barn boots and a yak, right?
Exactly.
But anyway,
you're telling me when you were on stage singing in front of thousands of people and performing that you didn't at some point look at the huge crowd and say to yourself, at some point, I will buy a horse and get a sheep for free and find much joy in that.
No more stage diving. Now I'll be laying under a sheep checking to see if she's got an infection somewhere. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. So again, the Republican Party, the picnic is a week from Thursday, the 29th, Elk Lake Park, 4 o'clock.
It is. I'm sorry, Jason. Thank you for being my memory. You know, I get old, he's younger. So
yeah.
Yes, it is the 177th birthday of Wisconsin. So this
is really
a wonderful celebration. Yeah. And so this is actually why we were doing it on that specific day.
Yeah.
But so come celebrate with us. And like I said, you know, if you're not part of the party, you may not even want to be, but you want information. I don't believe that you should ever hold information hostage. You should give it to everyone so everyone can make a well thought out decision.
Or maybe you want to have a rational political discussion.
Absolutely.
There you go. Why not? That's
yeah.
what we need to do. Tammy, so good to see you. Thank you for coming in. All right, more of Reality Radio coming up here, 98Q.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's Reality Radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Look at him, Greg Gunderson. That promo right there was a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award winner. Took second place in best station promo. And we're tooting our own horn. Nice job, Gray. American Legion Post 182, their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle is tonight. They do this every Saturday night. I think it's over $5,000. I saw a post. You can follow American Legion Post 182 on Facebook, and they post every week the amount that is going to be available. So over, I think there's over $5,000 I saw. For as little as $5, you can be in. The drawing's at 7:30 at the Legion every Wednesday night. All right, we're going to talk about CheckFest in just a little bit. Not sure we're going to be able to hook up with our athletic director, Darren Patterson. He got tied up a little bit at school. He's got a real job to deal with and not just talk baseball, so we totally understand. We do have a fun raffle going on with American Legion Jensen Hansen Post 394 out of Loretta. They're giving away a $800 St. Croix Rod gift certificate. And this is the third annual 2025 St. Croix Factory Store Shopping Spree Raffle. You can get your ticket for $10. They're only selling 300 of them. You can get them right at St. Croix Rods, Park Falls, Bucktail Lodge. The Bucktail Lodge. Okay, St. Croix Rods in Park Falls, Eagle Lodge, and from American Legion Post 394 members out of Loretta. The drawing will be held in winter on the 4th of July, on the 4th of July. So a nice event. If you want to stop out to St. Croix Rods and support a local Legion, you can do that anytime.
98Q Country.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
All right, at 9:43, Reality Radio, good local information, talking Phillips Check Fest. And we have Jody Havlicek.
Kadlicek.
Sorry, yes. Jody. How you doing, Jody?
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Now, the Check Fest is still a few weeks away, but we wanted to have you in here a little bit earlier because we have kind of some new fun stuff going on here over the next few weeks, right?
Yes. We added a new element this year. We have some kroya on display. Kroya is the traditional folk dress from the Czech-Slovak region, and so they are dispersed between 9 different businesses throughout Park Falls and Phillips. So
okay, all right.
And so it's a treasure hunt.
So the Kroy, it's out there. So
we have 3 more that we're going to put up after we get done here today. We'll put 3 more up.
All right, so they're there on display in the business. They're not going to have to like go in the back room and go through personal. They'll see it, right?
Oh yes, okay. It's up on a dress form.
That would be more fun though. A little bit. Some of the places like going back in the kitchen or something. But it's at 9 different businesses around the Phillips area.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the businesses that you'll find them, and you'll find a little passport that we put up that you can put get the little stamps, and when you turn them in, we have a big raffle basket that you'll get at the end of it that nice. You can either drop off at the festival, which I highly encourage because you can get an extra chance to throw an extra ticket in that basket by dropping it off at the festival at the welcome booth. Otherwise, you can drop them off at the Phillips Chamber by noon on Friday.
Okay.
And here are the businesses that you will find them in. And so you can start wherever you are. They'll have a passport to get you going. And that would be the 5 Senses in Phillips, Cabin Creations, Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in Park Falls, Lakeview Pharmacy in Phillips, Patchouli Garden, and Phillips Chamber, Robin's Custom Arrangements, Top Drawer Boutique, and the Wisconsin Concrete Park at the gift shop there.
Okay. So you got to go there and then mm-hmm. get your card punched.
Yep, or stamped, yep.
Or stamped.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you'll be in for the drawing, which will be on that Check Fest weekend then, right?
Yes, correct.
All right.
Then I call them teachable moments. So you get to learn a little bit about the Krois,
okay.
how the festival got started, maybe a little Czech-Slovak history.
Mm-hmm.
So how about Lidice, our memorial that we have down in Phillips.
Yeah. See, you say it. In the years I've been doing the Check Fest, I've heard that said 18 different ways, and you have too, right?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
The Lidice, the Lidice, all that. You're close enough if you just hit it right. But a lot of people don't realize, and people may be hearing mm-hmm. this for the first time, the tradition of Phillips and the people that came over to our country and settled in our area, and that's why we celebrate this Czech-Slovak tradition, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it got started was the monument and just remembering those people and then celebrating our heritage.
Yeah.
And so this year is actually our 40th anniversary for the festival, and it is our 25th anniversary of the Wisconsin Miss Czech Slovak Wisconsin State Queen Pageant.
Okay.
And so you can see some more Kroy modeled on Saturday the 21st during the pageant from 10 to noon.
All right.
On
so
the big stage.
Put that on your calendar the weekend of the 21st. Mm-hmm. And is that the school? Is that where we do it?
Nope, it's still down at Elk Lake Park.
It's at Elk Lake Park.
Yep,
I'm sorry.
This will be our 4th year down there.
Okay. All right.
And we have the Ed Wagner Brass Band. They were there last year, so they'll be playing there during the day. And then we're going to finish things off this year a little bit differently. We're going to have a polka dance over at the Concrete Park, overall at the Rock Garden Tavern attached to the Concrete Park there. And we will be serving our pork dinner out of there. Fork 5 is going to do that for us this year.
All right. Nice, nice. So. Well, things are lining up for another good year. So, again, 9 different places throughout Phillips. You can see the Kroy, the garments, the traditional wear of Czechoslovakian, mm-hmm. Slovakian, and they can probably stop by the chamber information, or would be a good place to get information.
I can drop off some information at the chamber here in Park Falls,
okay,
so that they have some information. But the Chamber down in Phillips definitely has
Chamber
one of
Phillips
the,
too. Okay.
The Croyat, yes.
All right. So, very good. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. We were just talking to Barb Beck about, preserving the history. And that's so important when we talk about things like this and many other things. It's about celebrating it and remembering, but it is about getting the families involved and mm-hmm. passing it along so our kids yep. and are aware of the history of it. Otherwise, a lot of them they don't learn about it.
Well, and then the kolaches, you can't go wrong with kolaches.
Exactly.
That's probably the most exactly. common, tradition that people are aware
yeah,
of.
Yeah, if people aren't aware, the Czech Fest has, is it over 10,000? I don't know how many they make now. I don't know. There's thousands, thousands.
I think last year, didn't we make maybe like 5,000?
Okay.
Last year.
A lot of them.
Somewhere around there, yeah. We've kind of gone down a little bit because we were a little short on help. So volunteers are always welcome.
Yeah.
So just check out our website, and there's a link for volunteers, even
All
if
right.
it's just 2 hours.
They can just Google Czech Fest Phillips, and it comes
yep,
right up
it
there.
It does, yes.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Jody. Thank you for the information, and mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll be talking more about Czech Fest as we get closer. Thank you.
Thank You're
you,
welcome. Jody. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jody Kadlicek joining us, Reality Radio. Some more local info to come here in just a moment before we turn it over to McKay in the midday.
98Q Country.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. 'Cause I'm riding with my baby, and it's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel, flying away. And the sun across her pretty knees, she's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun is shining and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one
Urban and 98Q Country, winding down Reality Radio. We've caught up with Mr. Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan High School Athletic Director. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Joel. Sorry for getting on so late.
Hey, that's all right. You have a real job to do. We understand. Okay, our Brewer stump of the day today. I'm going to see if you can get this guy. He was a pitcher with the Brewers from 1985 to 1990. His best year would have been, let's see, he was a 13-12-13, hit a career ERA of 4.63. This guy had tendonitis in his right elbow in 1988, which really hindered what he could do. Any more information I can give you? That's pretty vague. Let's see. Career starts. It wasn't a great career, but I think people will remember him. Last name starts with a W. I'll give you that Q.
Was it a left-hander or a right-hander?
Right-hander.
I think I got it. It's Bill Wegman.
That's pretty good on limited information, Darren.
Hey, nice job, Darren.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, one of those guys you kind of remember because he pitched a lot of innings, but 4.6 career ERA, not so great.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast about a month ago where Bill Wegman came up in conversation, and they had I can't remember the name, the guy that does it, but they have John Adam, the Brewers athletic trainer at the time, will come on and he tells stories of the teams in the 80s, what have you. And they were talking about how Bill Wegman was a very religious man and his dad was a pastor. And the Brewer manager at the time, Tom Trublehorn, was ordering Wegman to hit the opposing batter or something. You know, they had to settle a little score because one of their guys got hit or something.
Sure.
You know, it was really hard for Bill Wegman to do that because
couldn't do it.
but he did do it, they said. He's just kind of a funny story with that.
Yeah. Best year, 1987, 12-11, a 4.24 ERA. Then tendonitis kicked in after that, and it wasn't as good for him. Yeah, Bill Wegman, lots of memories there. All right, Shawaming, let's talk track first of all, because they've got regionals coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, they do. Next week, as a matter of fact. Tuesday, we'll be at Phillips for regionals, and that's a big deal because, you know, in the postseason, just like any sport, you have to be in the top whatever to advance, or in other sports cases, win, I guess. But we will try to advance as many kids as we can through the sectionals. Top four at regionals will advance, and then sectionals will be later on in the week on Thursday. And this year for us, it'll be at Colby. So we did kind of luck out. We don't have too far to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, Phillips for regionals and Colby for sectionals. Usually for sectionals, they'll send us to somewhere like Colfax or, a place way, way on the other side of the state. So from a distance standpoint, a little bit more friendly for us. And we have some nice kids, so we'll try to get as many kids through as we can.
Yeah, so they go Tuesday, Friday, and then state the following weekend after that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. State would be the following week. Yep. And hopefully we're fortunate enough to get someone through.
All right. Very good. Softball brackets are out, and the Shawamigan girls, it was a little iffy whether they'd get a home game, but they did manage to get a high enough seed for a home game next week.
Yep, they did. They got the number 4 seed, and we'll be hosting number 5 seeded Hurley, and that'll be on Tuesday next week. And it's a rematch from a couple weeks ago. We had Hurley come here, and luckily for us, we ended up winning the game 8-2, and you know, you can't help but wonder if that maybe was a determining factor in us getting the home game over them. Because when we started, Coach Herbst and I started looking at the teams in the field, it kind of started, you know, it's kind of obvious when you start matching up everyone's record that, you know, Shawamigan and Hurley would probably be in that 4 or 5 range. And Hurley does have a little bit better record than us, but the head-to-head competition and maybe some of the quality of some of the other teams we play probably were a factor in us being able to host that. So we're pretty excited about it to be able to host, and it's another chance for our seniors to get one more home game on their home turf.
Yeah, yeah. Most likely would be the final home game. There's a chance they could host, but Clayton looks like, a Shell Lake looks like a likely opponent if they win that on Tuesday. Baseball, still waiting. They're trying to get – I saw Coach Herbst at the bank the other day, and he said they're trying to get him – as many games and as many wins as they can before the seeding process, so they can hopefully get a nice seed, right?
Yep, and actually tonight is that seed meeting, so we will know late tonight, tomorrow morning, where where we're going for baseball, and yeah, we sure have been trying to play a lot of baseball games. And we had a doubleheader last night where we played Tomahawk in game one, then we played Newman Catholic in game two. And I'll be honest with you, Joel, I was down there for not the whole night, but for parts of it, and it didn't really feel like baseball weather, to be completely honest with you. But
no,
you know, it was like, I don't know, 39, 40, 41 degrees, winds blowing, a little damp out there because of the rain. But we were able to get the games in. We ended up splitting. Tomahawk beat us in the first game, and then we were able to beat Newman in the second game. So, you know, I think we're kind of looking at anywhere for the boys. We could really be anywhere from 4, 5, or 6 with the seeds. So we'll see how that kind of plays out for us.
Yeah, and they were kind of, from what I understand, baseball is kind of teetering between divisions, right? There was like a couple of student enrollment that would have taken Shawamigan down to a division versus where they ended up, right?
Not necessarily this year, but we do think that in terms of baseball, with their current four divisions that they have in baseball, that we are really kind of on the cutting edge of making the D4 cut. And what I mean by that is, for example, Washburn is a D5 school this year, and they have a high school enrollment of 190. And we submitted on our third Friday count, meaning the third Friday school year, our count was 195. So we're probably, if we're not the smallest D3 baseball school in the state, we're one of the smallest. So I think there's a chance next year where we maybe could drop down a division just based on our enrollment declining, I guess. So,
yeah.
But it really wasn't a factor this year. We just know we're on the cutting edge of
Right. Maybe
dropping down a division in the next year or two.
All right. Exciting tournament stuff coming up next week. All right. Before we let you go, this might be an easy one for you, but I think a lot of people, there's so many new names with the Brewers. This guy is a current Brewer. Third baseman, bats left, throws right.
Bats left and throws right.
Not
Brewer.
Yeah, current. Well, I want to say current. I think he's still on the roster this year. I know it's a current. I believe he's on the roster.
It could be a couple guys. They had Oliver Dunn up for.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Oliver Dunn. I just saw the last name Dunn, and I thought, is this guy related to Adam Dunn? He's not. Because I love Adam.
He was.
Adam Dunn. But he's one of the. I mean, there's a lot of new faces on the Brewers. If you haven't paid attention here in the last year or so, there's a lot of names a lot of people probably don't recognize, Darren.
Yeah, and I think, Joel, and you would know this too, being a Twins fan, it's kind of the life of small market teams. You know, you kind of start the year, and you start the year with some unfamiliar names. And, you know, now that we get into May, June, you start to kind of identify with some of the players. It's just kind of the way it is, you know. The small market teams aren't going to go out and make the big splashy signings that, you know, everybody knows those players.
Yeah.
But I don't think Dunn's with the team. I think they optioned him to AAA, and that's why I was confused, because I'm like, well, Caleb Durbin is playing third now.